Take your business to the next level in just 10 minutes a day.
Just 10 minutes a day. That's less time than it takes to enjoy a cup of coffee.
You're tuned in to the 10-Minute Marketer.
10-Minute Marketer.
With David Pollack and Lisa Davis.
I'd say all of us have been to a trade show in our lifetime, but a lot of people don't think about what all goes on in preparation for it and to make you a rock star of that trade show. But it is one of the greatest ways to build your business and to outreach and for customer acquisition. So today we're going to talk about how you can be a rock star at your next trade show. Lisa is joining us, our co-host, and I want to talk
to her
because I have a feeling you've been to a trade show.
I used to work for a company that sold, he's already laughing. I won't say the name of the company, but they sold people tears or like artificial tears for people with dry eyes. And I had so much fun because I'm a total people person and I got to talk with people and I've got to interact with them and I get super excited really easily. And this product, I mean, the guy who invented it was a genius. And so I really believe in it. And if I believe in something, you can't shut me up. So I did great
see that.
For them.
I really see that. We can't even do it now. No, but I was laughing because I'm picturing how are you dressed at the show? You weren't one of the showgirls then. You were the brains and you were both.
I was both. You know, honestly, if I remember correctly, I probably just had like some kind of cute professional outfit on. But no, I was definitely the brains and I would describe what happened and the way
Let's
the product
face it,
worked
you were the draw.
And the invention. And well,
you were there to get all the guys coming to the booth. Okay, so let's talk about how to be a rock star. In addition to having Lisa at your booth, is first of all, find the best show for you. And so if you're a local or regional business, obviously you don't need to spend the extra money of going to some of the national shows, but find the one that's going to reach your target audience. And I think that's one of the biggest things. There are just so many shows out there. You could find a show somewhere in the country going on in any industry, any day of the week, because that's how they make their money, is putting on shows. And so you want to find the one that's right for you. But I'm going to tell you one of the biggest tips is plan ahead. A lot of people want to get involved in a show last minute and say, we can do this because you know your business. But reality is you've got to plan 2 to 3 months out. We're going to cover some of the reasons why in just a minute. But how far out did you plan, Lisa, when you went to shows?
You know, it's been so long, David, since I did this. All I remember is a nightmare scenario where I got to the trade show and one of the boxes with the main thing that I needed was not there. And I was flipping out. Now, I don't remember if that had been my responsibility or there was somebody I worked with. No, I'm really telling you the truth. I don't remember. I just remember it was a disaster. And then there was another time where there was some kind of mix up with my plane ticket and I did something wrong and the company had to pay a bunch of extra money. I'm not saying don't hire me. I was young, but it was it was really horrible. So I don't want to talk about trade shows anymore. No, I'm just joking.
when you tell stories
memories,
like that,
no, it was fun.
my recollection would be is always somebody else's fault, never yours.
Yeah, of course. Oh, that's right. That's right. Of course, it was Bob's fault. Yes, darn you, Bob.
That's it. Yep.
Yes, but you have to be prepared, right? Because otherwise, you could end up kind of screwed. Pardon my
exactly. Expression. A lot of people try and do everything overnight. They rush everything. They FedEx it, and they just haven't thought through the details. So some of the things you want to think about is, you know, things to do ahead of time. Labeling the boxes, how many people you really need, how to decorate the booth, et cetera, et cetera. But let's jump into one of the key things, no matter what you do, is prearrange appointments. A lot of people think a show is just to acquire new customers, but it's also a great opportunity to get with old customers, other prospects, et cetera. And you know, everybody's so busy these days and they're walking around. They may get sidetracked. They may not even see you for some reason. Maybe they were talking or eating a sandwich as they walked by. So get with some of your prospects and your favorite customers or clients and pre-book some tickets in your booth or your some times in the booth for them to come by and talk to you. You can do that. The other thing is also post in social media. Send out email blasts. We're going to be at this show. We'd love to set a time that works for you. And just get everybody to agree so you know you've got an audience, let alone everybody else from the show.
Oh, that is a great idea. And I think you have to be, I don't know if the word aggressive is incorrect, but you know, I found that if you just let people walk by, they'll just walk by. But I think you need to be like, hey, have you heard this? Or what do you think about this? Or hey, do you know anyone with dry eyes? Or whatever the product is, you don't want to just stand in the back of the booth and expect people to come up to you, right? I mean, there's got to be a happy medium. You don't want to chase after people, but you also don't want to just stand back there like a wallflower. Wouldn't you agree?
Not only do I totally agree, you brought up a great point. You'd think I got prompted you for this one, is one of my biggest pet peeves. When I do a trade show, I never put, or if I put chairs in the booth at all, it's for the guests, never us. And so I often prefer the high tops and no chairs. And the reason is, I mean, everybody knows they're going to be walking around. I will not allow anybody who's part of the company to sit down, eat a sandwich, eat in the booth, sit, or use their cell phone. That's what breaks are for. Because somebody, you've walked by a trade show, if somebody's on their phone or eating, what, how do you feel? You don't want to interrupt them. Don't you feel like you're intruding?
So you're
basically chasing that person away just because you're preoccupied. So there is nothing more important than that show. So remove any distractions. Get rid of the chairs. If the buyer is that important that they need to sit down, they're going to sit somewhere, take a break themselves. They're there to see you and they're walking it and they know it all day. So uncrowd your booth. A crowded booth, a distracted booth, people doing other things, they don't seem interested. Often you'll see people even talking amongst themselves, just like even at a department store when you go, and you hate to interrupt them. And so you remove all those things so you can, it makes it more inviting to have them in a booth, and then follow through with what you were just saying. Maybe you've got a handout or some swag. You could put up a banner. I love putting up something that you can give away at the end. They don't have to be there, and put a fishbowl out. Let them collect their, you know, collect their business cards, or let them scan your, you know, you just scan your badge so you can get all their contact information and offer something of value that ties to your company. Don't get off track. I watch people put out big prizes, an iPad or whatever. If you don't sell computer parts, forget that. Do something that ties to your business, a big basket of something, a service or something of value that everybody's going to put a card in there. Don't you agree?
Oh, I do agree. It's so funny because when you're saying scan, you know, I was doing this back in the days where we would have people fill out cards. And we would just, you know, try to get as many names and information as we can. And email was about the only thing we had going for us. And
I started before the email.
I have a big stack of cards. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I'm a little bit older. Those are things to think of. Now they want to scan and keep going and you get all the information, obviously after, which should probably be a whole nother segment, but start planning what you're going to do after it. So when you're planning all these things, how are you going to reach out after? Who's going to be responsible for it now that you have this lead, et cetera? Set objectives for the trade show. How many leads are you hoping to get? What show specials you're going to offer? How many sales you want to get? How many appointments? But without these objectives, it's like, let's go on a road trip. Without a map or a final destination, you're just lost running in circles. Have a path where you're trying to get to and figure out what you need in that booth to make that happen. I'm going to jump back to swag for a minute. We talked about a contest to scan, get business cards or scan them. Okay. But if you have things to give away, people are reminded who you are. I'm a believer, don't give away the cheap stuff. It doesn't mean you have to spend a lot, but be creative. It either must be creative or some sort of keepsake, but make it a quality item. I watched so many people, I can get t-shirts made so cheap, I'm going to get a bunch of them. But when you give away cheap product and it goes bad on them, what's the impression of you? That you're cheap or cut corners or not into quality. So if you give away a quality item, I used to give away very expensive pens, and I say very expensive. Instead of the 89-cent pens, I would get a Montblanc type knockoff, and they'd cost me $5. But at the end, it was such high quality and heavy weight, people would comment on it later. Obviously, I didn't give them out to thousands of people, but you gave them to maybe 100 good prospects. I think one of my favorite was a creative item we did. We were doing a more creative item in the health and beauty side of product development. So we took prescription pills, printed them up like a prescription, and it said, having a problem with a new creative idea, take two and call us in the morning. And we filled it with M&Ms. So the person walking the show, they could get their quick sugar boost and they would say, wow, that's clever. But it did just that. It showed you if we're clever here, we're going to be clever in creating your product. It was something they wanted to show people because they hadn't seen it before. So just different things to stand out. And this all goes back to the part of the planning process. The other thing is what you're going to wear in the booth. You know, are you going to wear a uniform, or everybody collective, or everybody wear a certain t-shirt, or whatever that's going to be, plan it ahead, figure who's going to be in the booth, get the right sizes, and order it all ahead. So bottom line is, there's several things you can do. If you're going to spend your hard-earned dollars and time going to a trade show, trying to get leads, converting them into customers, make sure you choose the right show for you. Plan ahead, prearrange appointments, set objectives, have some swag. And I'll tell you one of the other things a lot of people overlook, contact the show and see if you could be a guest keynote speaker. It's a great way to have a captive audience. And at the end, you can drive them to your website or back over to your booth to meet you one-on-one. But it positions you as an expert, and it's going to get you all kinds of notoriety being in the brochures and anything advertising the event. So try and become a keynote speaker as well. I'm David Pollack with my co-host Lisa Davis, and we're showing you how to be a rock star at your next trade show. Visit us at the 10minutemarketer.com for more tips and advice, Until next time, thank you for joining us.